I will speak something with the blessings of His Holiness Bhakti Charamaj and Srila Prabhupada. So making progress in spiritual life is means going to a process of maturation of faith, and it starts with sadhu sangha, associating with saintly persons. That, but to receive first initiation, it requires certain qualifications. And I read recently in a purport of the Nectar of Instruction, Srila Prabhupada mentions there, before receiving initiation, one should be convinced that there is no happiness in this world. Interesting. That the happiness and distress we experience in the mind, that it's an experience of the mind through the false ego. The false ego is the energy that makes us identify with the subtle and the gross body. So this, but there is a higher happiness, because all this happiness, so-called happiness, and this distress in the world will not give a satisfaction. It may give us a level of satiation to the mind, but it's never fulfilled all these desires. So that's the first level of faith, that yes, I'm convinced, taking to this path of Krishna consciousness, that's my path to perfection. That so then one takes shelter of the devotees, because it's by association of the devotees that this faith is going to mature, blossom. So after taking initiation, one must learn how to act as a servant of Krishna and become purified. To learn that, your life becomes a drama. The drama of life. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Ananya Sintyantaram Yechana Paryapirsati, Ananya Sintyantaram Yena Yenamam Paryapasati, Tesham Nityabhyuktanam Yurakstenam Fahamyam. Krishna says, I will protect all the spiritual advancements you have made, and I will make arrangements to make further progress. And that arrangement to make further progress means that Krishna will assure us that we learn that everything what's happening in our lives, good or bad, is the mercy of Krishna. And by that we have to learn how to depend on Krishna. Realize Krishna is our only maintainer, is our only protector. So that's the process of surrender we have to go through. First initiation means I'm accepting Krishna as my maintainer and my protector in my life. That, but how to come to that realization, we need guidance. Guidance from the spiritual master, guidance from everyone who is more advanced than us. This ISKCON society is our greatest gift, given all to all of us by Srila Prabhupada. He gave us this movement because that's the means to make spiritual advancement. So when you take initiation in ISKCON, then we should also take the vow, never leave that association of devotees. It's so valuable. Never leave ISKCON. As long as you stay in the society, serving Srila Prabhupada's mission, you will all be protected. And Srila Prabhupada was in Mayapur. When he was in New Mayapur, he gave a lecture, and he's making it very firm in that lecture. You chant 16 rounds of the Maha Mantra, you follow the four related principles, and you stay in this moment, I promise you, you will go back to Godhead. That's the promise by Srila Prabhupada. If we can just do this little thing, following the vows that we take and serving Srila Prabhupada's mission, this faith will mature. Gradually, it will mature more and more, and gradually we become less affected by this happiness and this stress in this world, because we become situated in service to Krishna. And this service to Krishna, especially the chanting of the holy name, serving Srila Prabhupada's missions, that's the means and our goal, because that's the spiritual platform. Remain always connected with Krishna. How do we do that? Always remember the orders of the spiritual master, the instructions of the spiritual master. Whatever you do in your life, first think, would my Guru Maharaj, would Srila Prabhupada be pleased with what I'm going to do? And if that's always in the foreground of your consciousness, you will reach perfection even in this lifetime. Thank you very much.